Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, George Metkovich. Batting second, the shortstop, Johnny Pesce. Batting third, the left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth, the second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Rudy York. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Rip Russell. Batting eighth, the catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Joe Dobson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Joe Dobson. For the Detroit Tigers, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second, the second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third, the center fielder, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting seventh, the third baseman, George Kell. Batting eighth, the catcher, Paul Richards. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Virgil Trucks. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Virgil Trucks. And now, play ball. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a pop-up towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a line drive into right field. Metkovich picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Metkovich. Lake goes all the way around to score. Mayo moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Tigers. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mayo scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Tigers. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Russell fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Russell. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Outlaw moves to third. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Mullen moves to second. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards hits a fly ball into right field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York strikes out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio strikes out. Two outs. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a fly ball into center field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Bagby now pitching. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lake takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mayo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lake moves to second. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards second. Doerr throws to second for one, and Pesky throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Lake scores. Outlaw moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, Tigers. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-1 in the game. Wakefield hits a line drive into right field. Metkovich picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Metkovich. Outlaw scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Tigers. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Greenberg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first, with Trucks covering, for the out. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-1 in the game. Metkovich hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Tigers. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-1 in the game. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mullen takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kell hits a pop-up towards third. Russell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0-for-1 in the game. Richards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mullen moves to second. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0-for-1 in the game. Trucks hits a line drive towards third. Russell catches it and throws to first to double up Richards. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 2 in the game. Outlaw hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 1 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 1 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. DiMaggio moves to third. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner strikes out. One out. Dave Ferris pinch hits for Jim Bagby. Dave Ferris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. DiMaggio scores. Russell moves to second. It's 4-2, Tigers. Leon Culberson pinch runs for Dave Ferris. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Metkovich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Russell scores. Culberson moves to third. It's 4-3, Tigers. Al Benton now pitching. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 2 in the game. Pesky takes first base on ball 4. Metkovich moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Johnson now pitching. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wakefield takes first base on ball 4. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 2 in the game. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mullen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rudy Yurk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yurk is 0 for 2 in the game. Yurk hits a fly ball into center field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio takes first base on ball 4. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Russell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. DiMaggio moves to second. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wagner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kell hits a pop-up towards first. Yurk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Richards hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Outlaw. Johnson reaches second base with a double. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Pesky strikes out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mullen. Williams reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. It's Red Sox, 4, Tigers, 4. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 3 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Mayo strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 3 in the game. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rudy Yurk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yurk is 0 for 3 in the game. Yurk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes DiMaggio. The throw from Richards and he is safe. DiMaggio steals second. Ben Steiner pinch runs for Dom DiMaggio. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-3 in the game. Wagner is walked intentionally. Earl Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Outlaw. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Steiner scores. Wagner goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, Red Sox. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Metkovich for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom McBride now playing center field. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wakefield takes first base on ball 4. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-3 in the game. Greenberg hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth pinch hits for Pat Mullen. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Onsmore now playing right field. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Pesky hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Richards fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Lake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-4 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-4 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers pinch hits for Paul Richards. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine pinch hits for Al Benton. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Lake hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.